We're talking with Dana Peterson, of course, with National Association of Wheat Growers. Dana, feeling pretty good about the move a couple of years ago by wheat to join with Commodity Classic, the other commodity groups?
Yeah, this is our fourth year here at the Commodity Classic, and we've got great attendance coming down here to Tampa this year. I think there was a lot of snow in the country this year. We've got lots of people flying down south, and we're really excited about the relationships we've been able to build with the corn growers, the soybean growers, and just recently the sorghum growers, and coming together as farmers and having some discussions about the issues that are affecting all farmers.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that are important to our wheat producers. Some of the priorities that you talked about first in January in Washington, now following up here in Tampa. What are some of those issues?
We have four main priorities, and those are talking about the federal budget. That's been a big discussion, topic of discussion here in Washington, D.C., both the continuing resolution for the current fiscal year we're in, but the proposals for the 2012 fiscal year, and looking into the budget situation as we go into a negotiation of the farm bill. The numbers that are being created now by Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, will be the ones that we'll have to work with in the process of that renegotiation. So budget is very much high on our priority list. Trade is also very high on our priority list. We have wheat to sell, and we want free trade agreements to go through Congress to be sent up the Hill so we can actually be strong competitors to many of our other wheat-producing nations of the world who have started building those free trade agreements with Korea, Colombia, Panama, those customers that we need to sell wheat to. Research is definitely on our priority list. As we talk about the federal investments in general, the investments in public land-grant research institutions are very important to wheat farmers. And so we're working through the process of protecting those investments in wheat research. And then our last kind of fourth priority is the regulations that we're seeing coming out of EPA. We're concerned about pesticide application regulations. We're concerned about TMDL regulations in the Chesapeake Bay region. We're looking at these from a national perspective, thinking, how can our growers compete on the world market when we're being asked to do so much more through this regulatory system? So we're working at both communicating with the agency in regards to how they're proliferating those regulations, but also looking at it from the perspective of Capitol Hill and whether Congress needs to pull in the reins.
Dana, one thing I know that wheat growers have been really interested in is the idea of trying to get genetically modified wheat to come along. Are you satisfied with where we are after these last two or three years of discussions?
Yeah, so in the last couple of years since the organization put out some statements to try to put out some lofty goals there for the industry, we have seen a large amount of investment from private industry into wheat research, both from the transgenic or GMO side for the future, but more importantly to us, there are significant investments being made in advanced wheat research technologies that will deliver conventional type varieties to growers in the near term. We're talking in the next 5 to 10 years, growers could have additional tools in the toolbox because there is the promise of having transgenics in the industry in the future. As we go along this path, we recognize that it's going to be very important to have choice. We have customers in the world and here in the U.S. that don't want transgenics in their food. So we need to be able to deliver the choice to those customers. And we're working through some of these advanced research technologies that will allow us to deliver choice in a lot of different areas. And that's real exciting for all of our growers.
Probably a little too early to be getting real specific, but this discussion about the commodity title, specifically the pot of money known as the direct payment, do you see, you know, is this something that we need to keep in the minds of NOG?
Well, that is the biggest pot of money besides the subsidies into crop insurance. And so there'll definitely be a lot of discussion about that. But, you know, we are a grassroots organization. We're led by our growers, and our growers have been communicating with us that program is still very important. We're going to be having talks at this commodity classic, see where it falls in the priority list for this next negotiation. There'll be a lot of people that want to pull money out of that program to use for other tools. But working with the leaders in Congress, Chairman Lucas will be a great partner in this discussion. We'll have that negotiation and see where we come out in maybe a year.
Last question that has to do with trade. You heard Secretary Yeider talk a little bit about the three free trade agreements. Any doubt in your mind that we've lost sales because these three FTAs have not been implemented?
There is no doubt in my mind we have lost sales to Colombia. There is an agreement Canada has implemented with Colombia. That's one of our strongest competitors. We need to have these free trade agreements to be competitive on the world market. We've got wheat to sell. Let's sell it. And we're asking President Obama and his administration, get these agreements done so we can really start making an impact to the U.S. economy. We want to pull out of this recession. Let us take the reins and let the horses run. But to do that, we have to have these agreements that allow us to be competitive.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Dana Peterson, here at the 2011 Commodity Classic. In Tampa on the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.